Ask more about the foreigner theory.
Why do you think it's a foreigner?
You're ignoring the obvious. Look at the Goulston Street writing.
Yeah. Why'd Warren wipe it if it meant nothing?
Because it pointed somewhere they didn't want looking. You mark me, miss. No Englishman does that to women of his own soil.
And yet, Englishmen hang for murder daily. Your soil is not sanctified.
She's got a bite.
You think it ain't foreign, then?
I think fear seeks an accent. It is simpler to accuse the outsider than the neighbor.
Not one of ours. Mark me.
Why?
Because no Englishman would...
There was that writing in Goulston Street. After the murder. On the wall.
The chalk message near the apron piece.
That's the one. Police wiped it off before morning. Makes you wonder why.
Right. After the murder, a bloodstained piece of Edo's apron was found in Goulston Street with chalk writing nearby. So, Commissioner Charles Warren ordered it erased before daylight, fearing anti-Jewish riots.
Interesting. It could be. But maybe it's just that foreigner is easier than neighbor.
So the theory is born out of proof, but prejudice.
Missy, you're nosy.
You must excuse me. You handsome men are the only ones even daring to speak of it. Women only whisper of such topics.
Women are fragile. The real talk, you come to real men.
Let's drink to that.
You text Mr. Sturgis. Kim is in the Princess Alice pub. She's trying to gather evidence for the police theory. Can you give me some facts about that theory, sir?
I have been waiting. What do you wish to know?
Were Jewish immigrants formally linked to the murders?
No conclusive evidence ever tied Jewish immigrants to the murders. Anti-Semitic tensions were high in Whitechapel during 1888.
All right, even more contradicting information. How marvelous.
I am confident you will discover the most reliable theory.